Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. To get things started and to go over new announcements and introduce tonight's More Success Team special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear.
All right, guys, I apologize for my voice this evening. Quite an exciting weekend in our household. Lots of hooping and hollering, and so I've lost my voice today. But we're going to power through. And what an exciting time to be in Legal Shield, and especially on the More Success Team. Another newsletter came out yesterday, and once again, some of the top producers in all of Legal Shield last week were on the More Success Team. We just want to give a quick shout out to ring earner from the great state of Georgia, Miss Lisa Streeter, and ring earner Millionaire Club member from the great state of Kansas, Mr. Bob Pilcher, for being among the top premium producers in all of Legal Shield last week. On the recruiting list this week, we had the number one recruiter in all of Legal Shield last week, out of the great state of Florida, Miss Sally Stretch. So, congratulations, Sally. She's on Brett Robbins' team, doing phenomenal things, just getting her business off the ground there in Florida. I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I hope everybody can hear me okay. but I'm going to jump right into introducing our guest speaker tonight, guys. We're in for a special treat. You know, a few months back, the company put together a program called Next Level Leadership. They took some of the established leaders in Legal Shield. There was a group of about 70 of them from around North America that they doing some special things with, helping them, teaching them some skills and abilities to take their business to the next level. And these ringers and executive directors, they've done just that. But the number one person out of this leadership group, which is essentially a who's who in Legal Shield, is on the More Success Team, and I'm excited to get to hear from him, because his organization out of that group of leaders is number one in all of Legal Shield. This past month, this individual's organization is now the fastest growing organization on the More Success Team. So doing phenomenal things. I hope you guys have pen and paper out, ready to take some really copious notes, because somebody their organization is growing as rapidly as our guest speaker I want to hear from. His accolades are numerous. He's the MVP of the great state of Utah. He's a Millionaire Club member. He's a ring earner, one of the top executive directors in all of Legal Shield. And most importantly, he's my friend, and that's none other than Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you with us?
I'm here, Mr. Moore, and I'll let you take a break on those vocal cords. I know that you were yelling at your wife and kids all weekend and your little horse, so totally understand. Actually, I know why Mr. Moore's a horse. That's because Texas played Oklahoma, and that was a phenomenal game, and I don't blame him one bit for being a little bit hoarse. And then, of course, his boy had a baseball game that he pitched the entire game in, and I also know what it's like to be a dad on the sideline watching your kid play ball. So what an awesome success story that, you know, you're able to travel to see your alma mater play football, and what a great top 10, two teams rivalry, and then watch your boy playing baseball and be able to, you know, just marinate in that moment. That's what we do. That's why we do Legal Shield, so that we can have that time freedom and financial freedom to be out there and having fun and living the lifestyle. But I want to jump into a little bit about what Mr. Moore was talking about. And last month, I'm going to pull up the slides that Quentin shot over to me, so I make sure that I get everything correct. They broke us up into teams, and then they also had us competing individually. So they had 13 different teams of five people. And they took this group called the Next Level Leaders, and they're just, you know, people that they looked at and said, these guys are doing good, but they can do better. We want to mentor them, hold them accountable, put them in masterminds, and develop them into better leaders, into future leaders of the company. And so I ended up in a team that had some awesome people. The people on my team were Mr. Haku, Ariel Simone out of North Carolina, Karen Beverly, which is Mr. Self's sister-in-law, and then Jay Malik out of Maryland, and Rocco Cilio. Those were my teammates. And each week we would have a mentoring call, and we would talk about what's working, what's not working. But the crazy thing was each week they would post everybody's open line numbers. And if you're not familiar with the term open line simply means your recruits that are not underneath another executive director that's been executive director for 3 months in a row. So obviously, you know, people like Mr. Damian Sheber, he's been on my team for many, many years. He's been executive director for many, many, many years in Performance Club, wonderful leader. But I can't count any recruits that come under his team because he is his own leader for his team. So I can only count the recruits that come out of teams, leaders on my team that have not been executive director for more than 3 months. And so anyhow, our team, we called our team the Team Freedom Go-Givers. We came in first place. And our combined numbers weren't just a little bit better than the second place team. Our numbers were three times the company, the team that came in second place in the company. And so it was a beatdown. And I'm not saying that to like pat myself on the back and say, you know, hey, look, we're the cat's meow. Nobody can hold a candle to us. I will tell you this much, though. When we got together as a team and we talked about what's working, all we have to do is look at everybody's numbers. And we look at everybody's numbers, and it became really evident there are some people on our team that know how to recruit, and they follow a system. And there's some people that even though they've been here for years, quite honestly, they haven't embraced a system yet. And they're still struggling. And I'm talking people that have been here for over 10 years on my team that honestly weren't proficient at Prospect by Legal Shield. And people on my own team that did not know how or have someone that they readily could use for a three-way phone call. And so they were skipping these little parts of the system. And so they would see that, you know, Mr. Hall's numbers were really good. And they'd be like, holy cow, what are you guys doing over there that is creating these numbers? And we were compared August to September. So they took all of our recruits in August, and then they said, now you need to beat that. And our numbers in September were plus 42. We had 42 more open line recruits in September than we did in August as a team. And let's just say that some of my wonderful team members were setting a goal to get back to zero. In other words, they weren't hoping to be plus one, two, three. They were hoping to get back to, you know, if they'd sold, you know, got five recruits in August, they were hoping to do five in September so they could get back to plus zero. But we were plus 42, and second place was like plus, you know, 14, 15, somewhere in there. But the interesting thing was when we got on our call and people were like, Mr. Hall, what the heck are you guys doing on your team? Thinking this. I go, we don't do anything special. We do the same thing that's taught every week here in our marketplace. And I went through the system, and they're like, what? How does that work? And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you've been in LegalShield for 10 years, and you guys don't do that? And I was surprised to find out that people don't really follow the system out there. In other words, the 10 core commitments. But in addition to that, utilizing Prospect by LegalShield to keep contact with every one of your people. It doesn't replace the human element. You still have to meet with people, follow up and stuff like that. But then the three-way phone call. And they weren't doing that. And when I said, well, why don't you start calling me and let me be your upline? They're like, we don't have an upline that does this. I'm like, why don't you call me and let use me for a few three-way phone calls? And then they're like, can I have some other people on my team call you? And next thing you know, I was like Mr. Jeremy Moore. Like, my vocal cords towards the end of the month were pretty much shot because I was literally taking three-way phone calls from everyone on my team, as in the next level leadership team, not people I'm financially, you know, motivated to for, plus my own team, you know, people trying to go exec and get car allowances and everything else like that. And it became really, really, really crazy. But the good news is, through them listening to a good three-way phone call done properly, the recruiting percentages skyrocketed. And Mr. Don Thompson said, well, in addition to the winning team is going to get $1,000 per person in the team. So my team got $5,000, and we have to split it between those people on the team, which is awesome. But then they said whoever is the top individual in that organization, we're going to send you to John C. Maxwell down in Atlanta to one of his seminars. We're going to pay for, you know, the airfare, hotel, food, not just food. Mr. Darnell Self and Tracy Self are going to take you out to eat for lunch and dinner and hang out with you. And so we literally got to, you know, jump on a plane, fly to Atlanta, and we didn't just go to the John C. Maxwell seminar. We had VIP tickets to this event, which is where you go in and personally have breakfast with Mr. Maxwell. While everyone else waits out in the lobby and stuff like that, there's just a real small group of people. We're in there having breakfast with him and having a Q&A and stuff with him and just in-depth questioning and mentoring and stuff like that. And then we got to go in and get, you know, literally, you know, the best seats in the house for the weekend seminar. And then lunchtime, we got to have, you know, even more mentoring, because it wasn't just John C. Maxwell the entire weekend. It was, I don't know if any of you guys are Dave Ramsey fans. I've gone through Financial Peace University twice, and he, on his radio show, will have a substitute guest on a regular basis by the name of Chris Hogan. And I freaking love Chris Hogan. He's just absolutely awesome. He has a book out there called Everyday Millionaires. Fabulous book, just about, you know, becoming a millionaire without having to have some high dollar income, just by making good decisions and stuff like that. So we got to hang out with Chris Hogan and three or four other, like, really, really, really awesome, awesome speakers that have amazing, amazing accolades. Let me share with you. I mean, I took up probably 30 or 40 pages of notes here, so I can't go through all of them. But there are a few things that I just circled real quick that I want to touch on. One of the things that John C. Maxwell said was, obedience is only understood on the back end. And that hit, because there's been a lot of times in my life where something's been explained to me that I didn't understand, so I just chose not to do it. I'm like, well, that don't make sense. I don't like that. I'm not going to do that. And when he explained that, obedience is only understood on the back end, it reminded me a lot of the mistakes that I've made in my life or the times that I've been unteachable and uncoachable. And it wasn't until later that I go, damn, why am I so hard-headed? Why am I not willing to just conform? Why does it have to be my way? Why do I have to be right but poor? And the truth is, every one of us could be very wealthy in this company with strict obedience to the 10 core commitments. It's just the truth. But sometimes we say, well, the business briefing's too far. I don't want to go to the business briefing. I don't like the person that runs the business briefing. I'm already a ring earner. I don't need to go to a Super Saturday every month. I don't need to be on the More Success Team conference call. We all have these little things that we just say, okay, I can justify this, and it doesn't really matter. But then it comes back that obedience is only understood on the back end. And that's one of the notes that I just looked at. I go, the whole weekend to me, you know, was worth it just to get that. But then he also said a little bit later that attracting leaders, people, leaders in your life, they grow into the conversations that you have around them. And the funny thing is, he said this in the afternoon session, right when I had come back from having lunch with Darnell and Tracy Self. So I got to spend a couple hours just talking about a whole array of things. And he says, people grow into the conversations you have around them. And I was like, oh my gosh, the last couple hours were conversations that were priceless. Like I can't get that kind of a lunch conversation on a regular basis. I can't afford to buy Mr. Self's time. And yet here I am, and I get to hang around him. And when I get to a convention and I get to hang around other leaders and just have small conversations, the pearls of wisdom that I pick up around them are priceless to me. And let me share with you a quick story. Years ago, I was a brand new ring earner, and I was at a company event, and I had ran out to use the restroom, grab a quick snack. It was starting to hit that afternoon bonk, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon bonk. And I went to the little gift store there in the place where the event was, and I grabbed the Mountain Dew and a Snickers. I figured this would give me a little bit of an energy kick to get me through to the afternoon. I got up there to the register to pay for it, and a gentleman behind me said, hold on, I'm getting that. And I turned around and I looked at him, and I knew who he was, but I surely didn't expect him to buy my stuff. And he goes, Mr. Hall, it would be okay if I bought that for you in exchange for a few questions on your way back to the auditorium. I'm like, well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's only a couple bucks, but yeah, for sure. And so anyhow, he bought me that, but he asked some pretty darn good questions. We had about a 3 to 5 minute walk back. It turned a little bit longer because we stood outside the door and finished up answering some questions. But he had some difficult decisions in his business that he needed to make. And he was like, man, you know, what would Mr. Hall do? And for a few dollars, he bought a conversation with someone that he thought, I think that they would make the right decision. And every time I see him at a performance club trip or a convention or something like that, he always comes up and reminds me. He says, That investment in the Mountain Dew and the Snickers was the best investment I ever made in my life. It has made me a fortune. Thank you so much for that conversation. And I'm sitting there reading this. People broke into the conversations you have around them. And the list goes on and on of one-liners that was dropped from everybody. I don't know if people on the call know who Rachel Hollis is, but she has a huge, huge following in social media. Angela, and I don't know how to even pronounce this name, Arren, she was the third highest person in Apple. And so she reported directly to Tim Cook. And she had some amazing, wonderful philosophies and one-liners and stuff like that, and coaching that she got from her father that was just priceless. And I already mentioned, you know, Mr. Chris Hogan. But then one of my favorite ones was Marcus Buckingham. And again, I'll be honest, most of these people I just didn't even know before I got to this event. They were all, you know, additional guest speakers at this event. Marcus Buckingham just stole the show. He talked about, you know, his kids and the value of his kids and raising them. And now they're off going to college. And some of you may or may not have seen in the news over the last year or so, some very famous celebrities have hired people to take ACT tests to help get their kids into very prestigious universities. And, you know, Hollywood people, you know, sports figures, things like that, they want their kids to go to a very prestigious school that they normally probably could not have gotten into without a little bit of help. And so they hired someone to, you know, go in there and get in there. And as he's showing pictures of his kids growing up and his family and everything else like that, he gets to the, and he's fabulous, fabulous speaker, very well published author that has written a lot of books and just is paid very, very well, hundreds of millions of dollars for his knowledge in the subjects that he talks about. But he told the story about the day that his kids called him and said, "You need to get over here right away. Mom's been arrested by the FBI." And he rushes over there. And his wife is one of those people, unbeknownst to him, that went and paid somebody to take the ACT test for their son to get him into a very prestigious university. And it was silent. You could have heard a pin drop in that room. He was working the crowd very, very well. Everyone was laughing and stuff as he shared stories, very relatable. But now he got to the point in his life where he talked about how she robbed his kid of self-worth, feeling like he felt like, because he did go take the test, just the score that they got back was not his score. It was who he hired to take the test. But this kid studied and studied and studied for months to try to get into this university and was so proud, was so happy to show mom and dad, "Look what I did." And she knew that really wasn't his score. She paid somebody else to fudge the numbers there. And the FBI caught it, and she's arrested. And she's going to be sentenced on the 22nd of this month. And he's like, "I don't know what's going to happen to her." And I just had so much respect for this guy that he's out willing to do this event, being very vulnerable, open, and transparent, when this story hasn't been written yet. How this ends has not been written, because they're asking for significant jail time for her for the fraud that was committed. And he talked about loving your kids and helping them find their self-worth in whatever level they achieve at. Not everything is measured in A, B, C, D, F. some kids don't excel at one thing. If they come home with a report card and it's English A, science A, math A, history F, what do we focus on? Everyone focuses on that F. We give energy to that F instead of energy to the A, the A, the A, the A. We focus on the negative in their life. And it's okay if they struggle in one area, build up the other areas and help them achieve success in those areas. Don't worry about that one area that they don't. And I just, as a parent, as a husband, I got so much out of his talk and his openness and humility. It was both me and my wife were sitting there like teary-eyed, like, you know, just realizing, man, you know what? We make some of these mistakes. We just do. There's not a book on how to raise 8 kids. You sure as heck, if you read the book, how to raise 8 kids, it only applies to one. And you don't know which one of the 8 it applies to. So you try it on all of them and you figure out it don't work on 7 of them. And you just screw up. But you going to these personal development seminars, like my wife usually does not travel to conventions and stuff because it's hard to find a babysitter that will watch your kids. You know, nobody wants to sign up for what my wife has to do on a daily basis. So she usually doesn't. But, you know, because this was going to be a kind of a special trip, I was like, man, I really want to take you on this. And she came with me. Man, we just both compared our notes each night afterwards, you know, what we learned, what we're going to do, what we're going to change. And it was so well worth it. And I love the fact that Legal Shield sees in us the desire to invest for us to become better. And you know, as a reward for working hard, says, hey, you know what? We'll even help you get better. And it ain't just a business. It's a relationships. It's raising kids. It's just being a good citizen. It was just an absolute life-changing event that I hope every single one of you get the opportunity and the chance to go on and do that. But, you know, we did have to all of a sudden, I'd written some audacious goals coming out of Salt Lake City and took my wife to that event. And she's like, oh no, that ain't good enough. we're raising the bar a little bit more because of that event. So we're going to be tearing it up. We're going to be tearing up. The new numbers just came out. And for everyone in the Next Level Leadership Program, there's only two people in the whole company that are in double digits right now. Me and my wife are at first place, and second place is Mark and Leslie Udy, who happen to be on our team, which is awesome that we have the two teams in double figures on our team. But we ain't even touched the surface of where this thing is headed and what we're going to do. There ain't a person on this call that couldn't go out there and make an additional 6 figures to what you're making right now in the next year with what Legal Shield's already doing for us, with the bonuses they're putting out there, the incentives they're putting out there, the technology that they're putting out there, the leadership that they put out there for all of us to plug into. I just love, love, love this company. I'm more excited about the next 5 years than I've been about anything that's happened in the last 20 years. This is on like Donkey Kong. With that said, I'm going to send it back to my favorite horse in the company, and that would be Mr. Jeremy Moore in Oklahoma.
Thank you so much, Dave. Absolutely phenomenal call. Guys, that's the secret sauce in Legal Shield. Mr. Hall summed it up. It's following the system. Following the system, get flat out committed to the system of Legal Shield, and you can have the exact same success, if not more. And, you know, and Mr. Bell, our CEO, his whole motto is, you know, we've got a lot of people doing good, but we want people doing great. And the investment they're making with us, like Mr. Hall said, with the promotions, the incentives, the material, the technology, it's unparalleled in this industry. So take advantage of it. The time is right now with the promotions and incentives and bonuses on the table, guys. So like Papa always said, continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. God bless you all and have a phenomenal week.